Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The University of Colorado disgraced professor Ward Churchill has been in court this week. If you had a chance to say one sentence to Ward Churchill, what would you say to him? One of our Denver Bible Church members, one of our members and pro-life activists, had that opportunity. And so I'd like you to think, what would you say to the professor who's encouraging his students to commit violent crimes, acts of terrorism, vandalize public property? What would you say to Ward Churchill if you had a chance to say one sentence to him? In a moment, I'll let you know what Ken Scott said to Ward Churchill. Ken is a member of our church, Denver Bible Church, and also he is a co-founder with his wife, Jo Scott, of Pro-Life Colorado. Also, you've heard the news about the Ohio man who was arrested for drunk driving, but he was not driving a car. He wasn't driving a truck. He was driving a bar stool. Literally, the police gave him a ticket for drunk driving. He took a bar stool and he built a vehicle out of it that could do 40 miles an hour. And he was driving it drunk, crashed, injured himself, and failed all the sobriety tests. Maybe we'll get to that very important story. Also, yesterday, I asked you, the audience members of Bob Enyart Live, to go on the internet, if you can, to help us promote this brand new video, YouTube video, about Ann Coulter called Ann Coulter Hangups. And yesterday, we were at about 1,000 views. And today, and this is not hits, you know, like if you just go look at it and leave, this is views. How many times has it been viewed? 8,700 times. 8,700 times. Thank you, those of you in the audience. And, of course, we've been promoting this with press releases and online. 8,700 views on YouTube. Help the American Right to Life latest video hit 10,000 views by going to YouTube and searching for the Ann Coulter Hangups. Or you could go directly to their website, which is called AnnCoulterApology.com. That'll work too. Or go to AmericanRightToLife.org, whichever. I'll give you our phone number in 1 second, but first this. In Florida, a teacher has been accused of starving to death two cats. She starved to death two cats. Now, that's mean, right? She starved to death two cats. They've hit her with two felony charges, two felonies yesterday. Now, the police, a spokesman for the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office, said that Mike Edmondson, they didn't want to elaborate on why the charges were upgraded to felonies. I guess he wouldn't want to elaborate on that because remember down in Florida, they starved to death Terry Schiavo. They starved her to death. And they're saying this is so cruel what this teacher did to these cats that we're going to charge her with two felonies, except that the police state, the judges, all the way on up from the county, the circuit court, the U.S. Supreme Court, the judges ruled that Terry Schiavo could be starved to death. And so it was Dylan Wolborn here in Colorado with the counsel, the advice of Denver's Children's Hospital to 4-year-old Dylan Wolborn's parents to go ahead and starve him to death. And the Denver Post documented his long, slow death when they starved to death little Dylan Wolborn, who was not dying, but he was severely handicapped. And so down in Florida, they're charging this teacher with two felonies because she starved to death two cats. But the liberals, with the Republicans letting them get away with it, without a fight practically, they starved to death Dylan Wolborn. Dylan Wolborn, 4-year-old handicapped child, with the counsel, the advice of Denver's Children's Hospital. Our phone number here, Bob Enyart Live on KLTT. We have a special phone number this week because we're moving our studio. So the phone number is 303-455-0777, 303-455-0777. So what would you say to Ward Churchill? I'd like to know, what would your sentence be if you could say one sentence? What would you say to Ward Churchill if you have a thought on what you would tell him? 303-455-0777. 0777, 455-0777. Now, this teacher down in Florida, she's killed two cats, basically. And according to the Florida Sentinel, the Sun Sentinel, she's been charged with two felonies in the deaths of two cats in her Boca Raton apartment. Now, Boca Raton, is that where Rush Limbaugh, is he in Boca Raton? No, he's nearby. What does that mean, Boca Raton? I don't speak Spanish. No habla español porque no quiero hablar español. But Boca Raton, doesn't that mean the mouth of the rat? The mouth of the rat? Boca Raton? So, police accused Allison Dinsmore, 26-year-old public school teacher, of animal cruelty, and they charged her with a misdemeanor when her two cats' wasted corpses were found in her Boca Raton apartment. Then, when they realized that the cats suffered, as though you starve to death and you don't suffer, when they realized that they suffered, they upped the charges to two felonies, and Mike Edmondson, spokesman for the state attorney's office, said they would not elaborate on why the charges were upgraded. Yeah, I guess not, right? If the state of Florida will starve to death Terry Schiavo, who, by the way, her nurse testified she fed her orally, by mouth. Sometimes they give patients feeding tubes because it's easier for the caregivers. So Terry Schiavo, yeah, she had a feeding tube. That's easier. Some people, sometimes your wife has been in an accident. She can't eat. They might have to give her a feeding tube to help her to recover, and hopefully she'll recover. But some people are handicapped or they have some serious physical medical problem, and they could be fed orally, but it's harder. And so they'll give them a feeding tube, and Terry Schiavo's nurse said, if this is on a deposition, that yes, I fed Terry orally by mouth, and she would swallow. I could feed her. But the Republican County Judge George Greer ruled that Terry Schiavo could be starved to death. And then it went up to the 11th Circuit, right? Federal appellate court in Florida. And that's a Republican court. I mean, there were six justices on that court nominated by George W. Bush, his father, George Bush, and his political father, Ronald Reagan. So we had six judges on that court. And the pro-lifers, members of Denver Bible Church, went down to Florida to try to save Terry Schiavo, physically intervene, try to bring her water like Doug McBurney, physically try to bring her water. Not violently, no crime, just trying to bring her a glass of water. He got arrested, thrown in jail. And so did others from Denver Bible Church. Carl Henderson and others, a number of others, went down to try to save Terry Schiavo. But when it went to the 11th Circuit Court in Florida? I think so. When it went to the 11th Circuit, we thought, hey, this is our court. We, Christian pro-lifers, we put six judges on that court. Ronald Reagan put two judges on that court. He's a pro-life Republican, conservative president. George Bush put two justices on that court. George W. Bush put two justices. And so we're going to be able to save Terry Schiavo's life. All six of our judges voted to kill Terry Schiavo. All six voted to kill Terry Schiavo. And that's when we published a full-page open letter to Dr. Dobson, saying, Dr. Dobson, you're lamenting that we're not getting more of our Republican judges up for a confirmation hearing. You're lamenting? And look at the judges that we've stacked the federal court with. 60% of the federal judges are Republican judges by Republican presidents. And the federal judiciary is overwhelmingly pro-abortion, pro-homosexuality, pro-evolution, anti-Christian morality, anti-Christian worldview. So, Dr. Dobson, look at our judges. It's our judges. It's your judges that are destroying America. The judge that ruled that the pledge is unconstitutional because it says God in the pledge, He was a Republican judge, the one who wrote that ruling in California, Republican judge. So we need to stop lying to ourselves if we really want to make a difference. So it went to the Republican court, the 11th Circuit, and all six of our judges voted to kill Terri Schiavo, all six. So Florida now, they're charging this public school teacher, Allison Dinsmore, with two felonies because she starved to death two cats. Two cats. Two cats starved to death. And by accident, no less. And they charge her with two felonies. And we've got Terri Schiavo starved to death intentionally by pro-aborts, liberals, those who don't fear God, those in rebellion against God, those who don't know that you don't kill the innocent, those who want to feed the homeless, people who are professional alcoholics and drug addicts who will not work. God says, if you will not work, you shall not eat. So hunger is a motivator to get people to work. But so if someone will not work, you shouldn't feed them. If they can't feed themselves because they're injured or because they're too young or too old or too sick, then we're supposed to feed those who can't feed themselves. But liberalism and utter rebellion against God will feed those who will not work, violating the New Testament command, do not feed those who will not work. And they refuse to feed those who can't feed themselves. It's cruelty. It's okay to die. It's immoral to starve someone to death. It's wrong to kill someone. They talk about the suffering of these two cats. How about Dylan Wallborn, 4-year-old handicapped child who was starved to death at the Council of Denver's Children's Hospital? Their board of ethics met with the parents of Dylan Wallborn and said, we think it's a good idea to starve him to death. Kill him. He'll be better off. And you know what? You won't have to take care of him anymore. Just kill him. Here, you want to shoot him with this gun? Oh, no, that'd be against the law. Oh, you want to shoot him with this poison? Shoot him up, poison him? That'd be against the law. But you know what? There's a loophole. The Colorado Medical Association, the legislature, they say if you starve a patient to death, you're not killing him. It's not assisted suicide. So go ahead and starve him to death. Oh, it took weeks for the cats to die, and it was cruel, and they suffered? Well, we'll charge the teacher with a felony, two felonies, but we will applaud those who starve to death, handicapped women and handicapped children. We'll applaud you. We'll protect you. We're going to go to the phones here, and our number 303-455-0777. What would you say to Ward Churchill if you had one sentence? But speaking of starvation deaths, David, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. I just I heard you talking there, and I just wanted to give a call and say that I don't think it's – I got the feeling that it's not all that uncommon for patients to be starved to death.
Oh, David, you are exactly right. In fact, it's hard for Christians who are nurses or doctors to work in the medical community because the medical community now, their philosophy is we need to hasten the death of our patients.
Yeah, can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
We had a very old friend. Actually, she was young and spry, about 86 years old.
Yeah.
I believe you met her one time before at a congregation.
My. All right.
Audrey, my wife, and I used to take her around everywhere we went.
Yeah.
And
was this at a pro-life event we would have met?
Yeah.
All right.
And so she ended up in the nursing home because she fell down some steps and hurt her foot.
Well, when an older person falls, they get a life sentence. They get a life sentence because their kids, who they raised for 18 years, cleaned their diapers, fed them, their kids don't want to take care of mom anymore because it's a burden, and she broke her hip, and so she gets a life sentence in an institution that's worse than jail.
Yeah, it's worse than jail. So what happened is she ended up in this nursing home. And she was there for about 6 months, and she just continually got worse and worse. You know, just we'd go visit her once or twice a week, and we started taking her food and something to drink, and she was always so thrilled to see us, and she'd always eat and drink what we took her.
Dave, could you? I got a few more stories to get to. Give us the bottom line.
Okay. Well, towards the end there, she did pass away. The nurse that was taking care of her, was in charge of her care, told me flat out that food and water is, they now consider that treatment.
Treatment, food and water.
And now they just want to keep her comfortable.
Right, food and water is considered treatment. Now, for stupid people, they call it artificial nourishment and hydration.
Yeah,
for stupid people who want to be lied to and to be convinced that they're not doing anything immoral to grandpa, they say, well, we're going to withdraw artificial nourishment and hydration.
Yeah, and so I just could not believe that I witnessed that. And I wish I could have done more.
David, thank you for your concern, and we'll all do more. We'll ask the Lord for wisdom and strength to fight the fight. Thank you, David. God bless
you. Thank you, Bob. Bye.
All right, so, but then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. Terry Schiavo's case, U.S. Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 justices are Republicans. 7 of the 9, and by the way, not one believes that the unborn child has a right to life. That's why American Right to Life offered $10,000. You could see the check on the internet at AmericanRightToLife.org. You could see the check. They offered $10,000 to National Right to Life, the corrupt organization, if they can name one justice on the U.S. Supreme Court that believes the unborn child has a right to life, just one. Just one who is pro-life, just one. American Right to Life, president of that group, Brian Orbaugh, offered $10,000 to National, the corrupt National Right to Life, because they said, oh, we would support personhood, but this is not the right time. We need another justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that leads gullible Christians to think, well, we have 4, we just need one more. But the truth is, we don't have one. If we got one, we'd have 1 out of 9. We don't have one. So the phone number here, 303-455-0777. What would you say to Ward Churchill? 303-455-0777, the CU professor who is a criminal, should be in jail. Shouldn't have just lost his tenure and been fired for plagiarism and fraud. He should be in jail. He should be prosecuted for conspiracy to commit crimes like murder and terrorism. So it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we have 7 of the 9 justices are Republicans. So, of course, they're going to protect Terry Schiavo's life, stop her from being starved to death like a cat in Florida when you get a felony charge. And the U.S. Supreme Court gave flying colors, go ahead, starve her to death, kill her. And we have our Christian leaders going into depression when a Republican-nominated judge doesn't come up for an up or down vote. They're in depression because they want more Republican judges to be what? To totally dismantle every semblance of Christian morality? Is that what you want? Jay Sekulow? National Right to Life? CWA? Wendy Wright? Priest for Life? Is that what you want? You want every single justice in the whole federal judiciary to be a Republican pro-choice judge? Is that your goal? Because that's what you've been striving for. And then you mislead Christians into thinking that we're winning. We need to wait. This is not the right time. We need another judge. What, another pro-abort, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution, anti-Christian justice? Is that what we need? So they charged her with 2 felonies, animal cruelty. Give me a break. Give me a break. You know, you can't elevate animal rights without denigrating human rights. Be a hero, save a whale. Save a baby, go to jail. I was on ABC with Bill Maher, and we were talking about the topic of animal rights. And I said, hey, I love animals. They're delicious. Animals have the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten. The greatest opportunity, the most ambitious animal in the world would want nothing more to be eaten by a human being. That's the greatest thing that could happen to an animal, to be eaten by a human being. What an honor. And they say they want to raise animal rights. You cannot elevate animal rights without denigrating human rights. And after being on Politically Incorrect a couple times, I figured out the routine. You see, when the show starts, everybody's applauding wildly for Bill Maher in the audience. Only it turns out they're not. It just looks that way at home on TV because they have a stand-up comedian who's entertaining the audience. And the audience is laughing and clapping hysterically. They're having such a great time. They forget that Bill Maher's even coming on. So the audience is cheering for the stand-up comedian. And just as they break out in laughter and applause at his routine, he walks off the set and Bill Maher walks on and the show starts. It looks like everybody's cheering for him, Bill Maher. So it's a little trick of Hollywood. So you pick up on that when you go, you're in the green room, you see how you get introduced. And so I think the third time I was on that show, I was on 6-7 times. The third time we were talking about animal rights, and I realized during every commercial break, the stand-up comedian, he does his thing. And you come back on and the audience is cheering. They're in a good mood. So I thought, okay, when we come back on, I'm going to say the first thing. And they're going to, even though they're all liberals and they all went to public school, they're going to cheer me wildly. And it worked. I said, you can't elevate animal rights without denigrating human rights. And the whole audience burst into applause. It was the first thing said when we came back from a commercial break. And Bill Maher was stunned. He's like, why are you people applauding him? And he yelled at the audience, don't applaud him. So, you know, for those of us who went to public school, we got to think through this. Animal rights, you can't elevate animal rights without denigrating human rights. So let's forget about the idiot from Ohio who was arrested for drunk driving on his bar stool. He took an old bar stool and mounted it on a motorized lawnmower engine with wheels and souped it up so it'd go 40 miles an hour. And he was drunk driving his bar stool on a public road, and he crashed and injured himself. And he called 911. And the police came, gave him a sobriety test, and he got charged with drunk driving. He was charged with DUI and driving a bar stool with a suspended license. Both misdemeanors, by the way, misdemeanors. If you starve a cat, you get a felony. If you starve a child in Denver, you get a puff piece write-up by the Denver Post. Social workers come and they visit at his going away party, Dylan Wilbarn's going away party, and the Denver Post turns you into a hero because you starved your 4-year-old to death because you are a good person. You care about that child. And Christians who say we don't have the right to kill people who are handicapped, they're the ones who are hated. They're the ones who are extremists. They're the ones called child abusers. So then we have Oprah's school in South Africa has been rocked by its second sex scandal in 2 years. Remember Oprah crying uncontrollably, sobbing a year ago? Because a matron at the school who was responsible for taking care of the girls, 15 girls reported they had been sexually abused by the staff member. 15 girls. And now there's another scandal. They've got girls who are trying to compel other girls to join them in lesbian behavior. And that's just hit the news down in Johannesburg. So Oprah's at, I don't know why they would say that that's a scandal. I thought that was the right of kids. I mean, just go to any public school today. Your daughter in a public school will be systematically sexually harassed. It's systematic. And the school administrators, if you complain, they will get angry at you and tell you, look, tell your daughter to get used to it. That's the way it is around here. So take your daughter out of the public schools, please. What would you tell Ward Churchill? This is what Ken Scott told Ward Churchill. Ken Scott, dear friend of Bob and Your Live, member of our church, I pastor Denver Bible Church, member of Denver Bible Church, husband of Joe Scott, and they are known across the country as heroic pro-life activists. This is what he said. He said, Ward Churchill left the courtroom, there was a break, and he went outside to smoke a cigarette. So Ken Scott, not to ever leave any opportunity unexplored, Ken Scott went and said, Ward, what would you say? What would your first sentence be to Ward Churchill? Ken Scott said, Ward, hell is real. Hell is real. And Ward Churchill said, oh, you think hell is real? And Ken Scott said, hell is real, and God will not force you to go to heaven. God cannot force you to love him. God will not force you to go to heaven. Jesus Christ died for you, and if you spurn his love, if you reject Jesus Christ, you mock him by your apathy, then you will go to hell forever. God will not force you to love Jesus Christ, to love him. God will not force you into heaven. You know, you can't force a woman to love you. You can't do it. In fact, you'd be unhealthy if you tried. You can't do it. Love has to be freely given. And we know that because God made us. And God the Son freely loves the Father. Jesus Christ freely loves the Father, submits his will to the Father. The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 1, let us make man in our image. And so love is freely given, and Ken Scott gave a sermon to Ward Churchill. And they talked for 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And so Ward Churchill, would he win or lose his lawsuit against CU? It's absurd. He should be in jail. He shouldn't have been let go for plagiarism and fraud. He's a criminal, conspiring, trying to get students to commit crimes, violent crimes, weapons. He said, after 9/11, why did we let the Arabs do what we should have done a long time ago? You take the weapon. You go to Wall Street. You don't send the Black Panthers. They'll be spotted. You go. Cut your hair short. Put on a suit and a tie. You go perform the action. One student says, well, why shouldn't we do that? And Ward Churchill said, what do you mean, why shouldn't you? You should do it. Go do it. And they get him for plagiarism? It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system. It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system. And some people will criticize Ken Scott. They'll go to an abortion clinic. You know, how many babies have been saved so far this year since Roe v. Wade Day, January 22nd? 15 babies scheduled to be killed at Planned Parenthood in Denver at 38th and Pontiac. 15 babies, and thanks to Joe Scott and Ken Scott and John Wiecek and a couple dozen others, members of Denver Bible Church and other churches around Denver, because of them, 15 of those babies have been saved. 15. If you were in Germany and they were killing Jews, would you have saved one Jew? Would you have saved one? Or would you have been too busy preparing for Sunday school, too busy to save one Jew? Been too busy with I have a ministry for literacy. I have a literacy ministry. Yeah, but they're killing Jews right down. Oh, well, I'm busy running my literacy ministry. You see, when they're killing innocent people, you need to prioritize that. You preach the gospel by telling people right from wrong and that they're guilty, and Ward Churchill needs to be forgiven by trusting in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school, and our website is kgov.com.